This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. In just a minute, we've got our weekly bloggers roundtable. But first, a quick look at what you, our listeners, are posting on our News and Views blog. Here to help out is web producer Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So what are our listeners talking about online?
Well, they're talking about your interview with Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo.
I saw that.
Yeah. and though he was the first Republican candidate to answer the show's call for an interview, that didn't win him any sympathy with our listeners. I mean, people are finding fault with Tancredo's views on immigration, multiculturalism, and his overall vision for America. There's also some talk in the blog about the legal problems of pro football player Michael Vick, who was mixed up in these dogfighting allegations. There's some mention of the recent CNN YouTube debate, and we continued this talk about soccer player David Beckham embracing black culture. You know, some in the UK consider him a, quote, honorary black man. And we hashed that issue out in the blog, and our listeners aren't buying it.
No matter how many times he cornrows his hair, which is now short, I guess he just doesn't fit.
Right.
Now, we've been asking listeners for questions about topics we cover on the show, like news from Africa and personal finance. How's the response been?
Well, we got a number of good questions. We got one this week from a guy who was interested in climbing out of credit card debt. And we asked Dr. Julianne Malveaux to weigh in. She gave him some sound advice. So the call for questions still stands, and people can go to our blog and find out how to give us more.
Now, for the uninitiated, what exactly can folks find on our blog? And I should mention that I love posting video. And why should listeners who've never blogged before check it out?
Well, for a lot of the stories that we cover on the show, we continue that conversation online. We also have a daily roundup of headlines of news and issues that affect black life, and they're behind-the-scenes accounts from people who produce a lot of the segments that are heard on the show. But most importantly, it's a meeting place for our listeners to interact, to weigh in about the news of day, and to tell us what they think of the show.
And folks can be some harsh critics, let me tell you.
They definitely can, but we appreciate all the comments, good and bad.
Absolutely.
And in addition to the blog, we're going to be starting a newsletter. So it's all things news and notes sent to people's inboxes every day.
So how do folks sign up for the newsletter?
It's really, really simple, actually. They can go to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org. They'll see a box at the top right of the page, type in their email address, hit submit, and that's all there is to it, really.
All right. Well, I expect everyone to sign up for the newsletter because it will be very exciting. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.